Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
What's going on, everyone? Joe DeCameron, John Rich. It is 94 WIP. Great to be with you. Off and rolling on this snowy Friday morning as we head into a weekend where a lot of football will be on the table. No doubt about that. Conference title games. And I guess we'll be pretty hunkered down. We'll see how much snow we get. Sixers, of course, last night they beat the Lakers. Now, no LeBron, and that was a bummer. But Embiid versus Anthony Davis was real fun to watch. Embiid, terrific again. So we'll get into that. Eagles offseason talk, of course. A lot to do, some courtside interaction, Carmelo and a fan. We got a lot to hit here today, and we'll do it all with you on the phone lines, 215-592-9494. Richie Rich.
Joe.
Hello, John.
Hello. You know, your stomach contains acid that's roughly the same acidity as battery acid.
Yeah, except I got more.
Battery acid can dissolve steel.
Wow.
Can dissolve metal, you know, bone. So in your stomach is acid that can dissolve metal.
Well, trust me, I got more than the average guy. Just if you knew my insides and what comes out of the insides, you would really understand. Just trust me.
We're talking about
a lot of issues, a lot of doctors. Yeah, but it goes through there. Goes through there and then down and then out. All right, let's hit it here, 215-592. I'm just being honest.
What a start to the day.
215-592-9494. Hey, 9 NFL jobs were available a couple days ago. That total is now down to 7. Still an unbelievable amount. I mean, when you think about it, some years you might only have 3 or 4. I don't know if we've ever had 9 before in the NFL. Might be a record. I'm not sure. It's obviously amongst the most ever. And, John, Doug Peterson still doesn't have a job. And if you look at the way the storylines are shaking out, it doesn't look great for him right now. I mean, spots he was previously more strong attached to, Jacksonville and all, it just doesn't look great for him. Not exactly a front runner. John, he's going to get a head coaching job, right? And here's the thing. He should get a head coaching job, right? Because I'm rooting like heck for this guy. I think he deserves a spot.
Well, we all are, Joe.
But he should get one, right?
I don't know that. I think that this process is sort of I was interested in seeing how this would play out.
Yep.
Because I don't know that we have a definitive answer whether Doug is deserving of a job or not.
Yeah, I think we do.
Here in Philadelphia, Joe, we love our Doug, and there's nothing that will ever change that. So, of course, he gets the benefit of the doubt from all of us because he brought us what no one else could.
Right.
Now, that does not automatically make him a good coach, and that's something that, I don't know, I was pretty worried about for a while there. And it seems as though it should be noted that other teams are not falling over themselves to hire Doug Peterson.
I agree with you.
It should be noted that this guy, he had a head start in this whole process where he was not coaching another team. You've got guys like the Eberflus guy. He was defensive coordinatoring this year, you know, and he still got hired ahead of Doug.
Yep.
You know, like the process of interviewing and getting to know Doug, that was started earlier than it was with these candidates who are being considered, these guys who are getting hired. over, Doug. I know that you sort of wear the Doug-colored glasses.
I love the guy.
And
not just a little bit. Hold on. Okay, I agree with you. We all love him.
No,
I think,
no, but,
no, hold
but
on.
I want you to remember that you say that with such reverence and true.
Oh, well, let me say different
emotion.
Let me say a different statement.
You
hold on. I think Doug Peterson is a really good NFL head coach.
Okay.
Now, I don't think the league does, and I think if he doesn't get hired, I think these owners and general managers of these nine teams will have made a mistake.
Well,
I mean, if Doug Peterson gets passed over, and I recognize he might get passed over, what I'm telling you is I think they'll have made a mistake.
I think they're trying to hire the best guy to lead their team, and they see a lot of holes in his resume. Now, look, and you be realistic.
And I'm
put
all
your
ears.
Love
Go
for
ahead.
Doug aside. Put
Go
your
ahead.
Love for Doug aside. He was a quarterback himself, a quarterback coach himself, who couldn't get the best out of a young quarterback. Now, I know you'll say, hey, well, Frank Reich couldn't do it this year either.
Correct.
Frank Reich did do it this year.
Nah.
And then when it mattered most, didn't have the opportunity to coach Carson because he was COVIDed out somewhere. Frank Reich did a better job with Carson Wentz than Doug Peterson did. And that this season is going to work against Doug now.
Look, the one thing Frank Reich did better than Doug is this past year compared to the previous years, Frank Reich realized, hey, I got Carson Wentz. Let's just have him hand the ball off.
Okay, well, why didn't Doug?
No, that's a mistake on Doug's part that he did not adapt to the decline of his quarterback to recognize, hey, let's reinvent this offense. And that's a big mark against Doug. Honestly, John, I think it's probably the biggest mark against Doug.
Absolutely.
But there are so many – I mean, first off, he makes the playoffs 3 out of 4 years.
Okay.
He wins.
And you and I both know. So again, we're going to start using 4 out of 5 years for the Eagles and say that means they're good.
Well, it
doesn't mean.
But he made it with
what
the,
you're
but he,
saying.
But John, he made it.
Means.
He made it with the
he
old.
He made the play.
The he
guys
made it with the old standard.
We know that the guys played
yes,
hard
they
for
did.
Him. The guys
yes, they did.
Loved him.
Yep.
But that doesn't always mean that's the kind of coach that you want to take over your franchise. A guy that the players love. They don't always love him for the right reasons. I think in Doug's case, we know that he was a little more lenient than a lot of coaches out there.
Look.
Maybe these coaches are looking for disciplinarians, not on that same wavelength as Doug. Look, Doug has such a different persona, a different idealized version of Doug forms in our heads than it does everywhere else. When everyone else looks at him, they say, let's look at his resume. Let's go back. Okay, so Andy Reid gave him his shot. Wait a second. Andy Reid gave him his shot. He was coaching at Calvary Baptist Academy?
That's okay.
Hold on.
That's fine. Okay.
But it is not a good thing when you're looking for an established head coach who's been around this league, who's seen it all and knows how to react to every situation. When you say, well, back in 2000, wow, this was recent. He was coaching at high school.
But he just retired. I mean, that doesn't bother me.
I know. It doesn't bother
you. I mean,
the McCown guy coached high school last year. I'm telling you, it bothers other people.
Hold on. Let me. First off, I want to just welcome everyone at 215-592-9494 to weigh in on this. By the way, also about the 76ers as well, their game last night. We're going to get into that in great order. It was a tremendous disappointment. LeBron didn't play. It was super fun watching Embiid and Anthony Davis. Two of the three great big men in basketball.
Anthony Davis looked really good.
Anthony Davis is a great player. I mean, Embiid's a great player. They battled. Embiid did his thing. He did his job again. The numbers don't have to be 40 points for Embiid to play a great game. He was great.
There were some things I was worried about last night.
Listen, we'll get into all that. So phone line's wide open for you, 215-592-9494. But then there's also the Doug thing. There is, of course, do you expect him to get a job or not? You know, do you think the owners and general managers are messing up if they don't hire him?
So you expect him to get a job?
Yeah, I do. But, well, hold on. No, I don't know about that anymore. But really, it comes down to this. I want to hear from people. How good a head coach do you think Doug Peterson is? Because, you know, clearly to this point, when you see the reports, when you look at some of the odds, it doesn't look particularly good for Doug to get a job this cycle. And I think anyone with common sense knows if he doesn't get a job after sitting out 1 year and having 9 jobs available.
Yeah, is he going to be out of football?
He might not be head coach guy again. Like, there's a really good chance he's not. Now, I believe that will be a mistake by the league, call it the league, the decision makers on these teams. John, I want to ask
he's
you.
He's got to work his way up again.
I want to ask you a question.
Take an OC.
Because I think there's something you want to say and you haven't said it yet. And I want to ask you a question. I want you to give me an honest answer.
Mm-hmm.
Do you, John Ritchie, think Doug Peterson is a good NFL head coach?
I think he has been. I think he can be. I don't think it was consistent. I think that's, of course, that's the big question.
Yes or no? And I'm not talking the past. Do you think?
Well, I think he's a good head coach now. I think there are better.
Hold on. You're still not answering the question. I want to frame it this way. Good is above average. Average is average. Below average is below average. Great is top three or four.
Okay.
Do you think, Doug, I'm asking you a question because I think I know your answer and you haven't said it yet. Do you think Doug Peterson is a good NFL head coach?
You're painting me into a corner. I don't want to be painted into.
But I know you think he's not. Just say what you feel.
I think Doug has been an outstanding coach.
Sure.
I would not risk my organization in his hands right now. I think there are other coaches who are better, who are available. And that's what's working against him. I'm not going to say he's a bad coach.
No, I didn't say that. John, you're allowed to say you think he's not a good coach. I'm trying to walk you to the water. Don't think he's a good coach,
but
right?
There's something where I don't want to count this guy out. Like, okay. I've seen him do miraculous things. And I think if he gets a shot, he could make good on it. I don't think I would give him that shot.
To everyone listening right now, I swear to God, I feel like Tom Cruise. I don't look like Tom Cruise. I feel like Tom Cruise talking to Colonel Nathan Jessup. I'm just trying to get John to answer the question. Did you order the coach? No. John, do you think he's a good coach?
I think he was.
And you think he no longer is?
I don't know that he is.
If you think it's no.
Well, I don't know. It's been forever.
It's been 12 months.
I thought Doug was a bad coach his last season here. I thought things fell apart to where. But I don't think that's who he is now. My most recent memory of Doug is of him being a less than stellar head coach. That's for sure.
Well, the last year was bad.
I'm not saying that's who he is. I do think a year away could have helped him, you know, clear things, clear the cobwebs out.
He was beaten down at the end.
He was not good at the end. Yeah. I don't think that's the coach that he is now, but I do think that works against him. I think it absolutely works against him that his last game in everyone's mind, he threw the game.
He threw the game.
And everyone knows it.
He threw the game because he was instructed to.
That is working against him.
Now maybe,
but that's another thing. People are saying, they told you to do it and you did.
Yeah.
You know, they told you who to play and you did. They're holding that against him too. So it is not a fair evaluation of this guy. And I feel sympathy to some degree because I do adore Doug because of what he did for us.
And the guy.
But he's an awesome guy.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know him. He seems like an awesome guy. Everyone loves him. Yeah. It is a loaded question to say, is Doug a good coach? Because I think he was. I don't know that he is. And that's the problem.
All right, let's go to the phones at 215-592-9494. I think Doug is a good head coach. And I think he should get one of these jobs. No, he might not. And if he doesn't, I'll feel bad for him. And that will be a really bad sign for his future because maybe he's a guy that has to become offensive coordinator again. Maybe he never gets a head coach. I recognize that's distinctly possible.
Think about the question that they're asking him in these interviews. The number one question, what went wrong in Philadelphia?
Yeah.
How do you think he answers that?
Well, I think he starts with Carson. I think he starts with lack of talent given him by Howie.
I think it ends up sounding like pointing fingers, doesn't it?
Well, I mean, that happens sometimes. But yes, it does sound like pointing fingers.
Because things weren't great.
Yeah.
It wasn't the ideal setup.
I agree with you also, though, that the tank is tricky for him in an interview. Because if he answers it honestly, I was instructed to tank and throw the final game. Then the owner or the general manager that he's before, you know, the committee that's interviewing him, they're going to be like, well, so you were so weak that you were told by your higher-ups to throw a game and you threw a game? Like, that could be viewed as a real negative. Yeah. Let's go to the phones. I mean, there's a lot on the table here. Again, in addition to the 76ers, I mean, there's the, you know, predict, you know, anything he's going to, you know, be a head coach or not, but that's not so interesting. The more interesting thing is, how good a head coach do you think he is, and do you think he should be hired by one of these teams?
I think he's a better coach than the way he presents. And that right now is a huge problem.
All right. 215-592-9494. Kevin in Delaware kicks us off. What's up, Kevin?
Yo, that is a tricky conversation and tricky topic because the narrative about Doug for all those years was that he was a puppet because the organization dictated to him what he could and what he could not do. And like I said to Jimmy, that debacle against Washington left a bad taste in a lot of people's mouths within the NFL. Now, Joe, I don't know if he's a good coach. I know he coached a team that got hot for 1 year and won the Super Bowl, but then after that, all the credit for it went to other people. All the credit went to Frank Reich. All the credit went to Nick
Foles. It shouldn't have.
But, Joe, you're right. It shouldn't have. But what later has come out is that there were people controlling things behind the scenes, and he was just a figurehead. And I'm with John. I don't know if he's really a good coach. I think he's a great person, but I don't know if he's really a good coach, and I don't know if he will ever be a head coach ever again.
Yeah, and here's the problem, Kevin. Like, because I think the people interviewing him probably have that same feeling. We're not sure. We need you to prove to us in this interview that you are. Does it feel like Doug, you know, what we know of Doug,
right?
Does it feel like he's going to be able to, in an interview, blow people away across the table with his, you know, the way he talks the game?
Yeah, I know.
Right. And John, I'm with you. And then Joe, think about this. Who did he, what is his artise? What did he really do? Are you going to trust Doug with a Ty Lawrence in Jacksonville that he can develop a young quarterback? He's never proven that he can do that. So why would you turn over your franchise to a guy that really never proved he could do anything?
Look, he's proven he can do some stuff. But, yeah, the Carson thing does work against Doug. I mean, on one hand, it helps him in that the part of hell with Reich this year, Carson didn't do too good. On the other hand, Carson being the second pick,
he did better.
A lot of it was, let's just hand the ball off. But, you know, I mean, Carson was better this year, fell apart at the end. I think that it is a – I will say this. If you're the Jags and you're looking to present, hey, here's our guy to, you know, shepherd Trevor Lawrence through, you know, the next 5 years of his career, Doug is – I will admit, he is a tough sell to that fan base based on what happened with Carson. I understand that. I do. But it is a little bit of a chicken or an egg thing. Is it that Doug messed Carson up? Whereas that Carson was just a freaking stubborn mule and had these incredible deficiencies.
I think it's both.
And for 1 year looked great, surrounded by a great team. Because let's remember, Nick Foles also looked great. And Nick Foles isn't actually great. He just looked great. I mean, I've made the comparison before for people to go back about 30 years ago. I mean, Mark Rippon won a Super Bowl and a league MVP. He was around a tremendous Washington football team. Offensive line, defensive line. Darryl Green, running back, wide receivers. Mark Rippon was the league MVP. Was Mark Rippon truly great? No. He had a great year. Because, you know, there's greatness all over the place. Look, it is complicated with Doug. I'm curious how people think how good a coach he is. Let's go to Bob in Doylestown. What's up, Bob?
Good morning, gentlemen. How are you, John? Good morning.
Hi,
Joe.
Bob.
Good morning.
Good morning, Bob.
Hey, Joe, I'm going to answer your question, but then I have a question to ask you. And first off, do I think he is a good coach? The answer is I do. I think he's a good person. He'll always hold a place in our hearts because of he did something that nobody else ever did for us.
For sure. Yep.
And that will be held close to all of our hearts because we have fond memories of that. But you have to look at the last year, and it would just be like, if you had a boss come in, Joe, bottom line is, okay, his last year was nothing to write home to mom and dad about, okay?
Yep.
He, you know, heavy is the head that wears the crown. And, you know, that elevator goes up and down both ways, okay?
Sure.
And he's got to be held responsible and answer. You can't blame a quarterback. Granted, that guy didn't want to play here and we moved on from him. But you have to admit, the way that season was handled,
horrible.
It was a debacle for a
totally.
Lot of reasons.
So, Bob, okay? Let me ask you a question. Because you see your question for me, and I'm going to listen to your question in a second. But let me ask you a question. What was Andy Reid's last season, his record here in Philadelphia?
I don't know the exact numbers. It was four and twelve.
My point is, great coaches can have terrible years. Things can actually fall apart, and they did with Andy on the watch of a great coach. Yes, it fell apart on Doug's watch, and I do think Howie and Carson had more to do with that than Doug. But, you know, I just fundamentally believe a great coach or a good coach or an average coach can have a disastrous season.
I'm not going to argue that with you because you have a valid point, Joe. We're actually agreeing today, which is a monumental thing. It's a good thing.
Well, welcome to wisdom, Bob. So what's the question? What's the question you got for me?
All right. Well, actually, two things. Number one, actually, you would have to agree the market has changed since he's been on the sidelines. Since he's been out, you know, these guys are all looking for the hottest, newest commodity, okay? And that what happened here was the last thing. But I got a question for you. Outside of the fact that we have sentimental reasons that, you know, we'd like to see him get another job because people are very fond of him. There's a lot of people that would still like today to have him the coach of the football team. But I'm going to ask you personally, why are you so worried about him when we have so many other things that we need to focus on making our team better?
Good question, Bob. Well, I'll answer that real simple because we got a lot of time to talk about a lot of things. I mean, that's the basic answer. We've talked about the Eagles all season a ton on our show just in the last week.
Well, and
we'll
we
continue to
Doug.
Next week. Well, that's the other part. I was going to get to that. And we also care about Doug, and it's an intriguing thing. I mean, there's very few people that have ever come through Philadelphia that have done what he did, which is win a title. I mean, in any sport. He's the only one in that sport as the head coach. And we've got 6 months to talk about the Eagles offseason, which, by the way, we'll also talk about today. I mean, it's not like they're going to be completely ignored. But, you know, we know there are some figures who have left Philadelphia sports, and based on their time here, their presence as a conversation piece stayed hot. Iverson after he was out of here, Andy Reid after he was out of here, Charles Barkley after he was out of here, and I'll give you one to predict for the future, Ben Simmons in the future whenever the heck he's out of here. I mean, you know, there are people that came through here that grabbed our attention enough that when they move on, it doesn't mean we're not going to be talking about them. Let's go to AT in Overbrook Park. What's up, AT?
What's going on, fellas? Enjoying the show. Good topic. Me and my brother arguing this very same topic. So listen, Doug, man, he's like if it was 2K rating, he had 72 overall, man. You know, he had the best defensive line. We had the best offensive line. Top three tight end. Malcolm Jenkins. We were stacked, man. Nick Foles came and did his job. A good coach is McVay. That's what I wanted. I wanted a guy who's going to keep the ball going.
I agree that McVay is a great coach.
Why did it have to end? Like, okay, we got all this stacked talent everywhere. Then it's like we got a Super Bowl high and that's it. Then the team starts falling apart. I can't say he's a good coach. Why couldn't you keep it going if you're a good coach? And then you got the controversy between Nick Foles and Carson. That was a tough one. I think that was over his head, but you know, it's tough. So I can't say he's a great. I say he's like a C-plus coach. He's a C-plus coach.
You think he's average? Yeah.
Yeah. If he wants another coaching job, I hope he get another chance. But he's a C-plus coach, man. And that's still good for NFL. He's a C-plus coach, but you know. When I look, I envy L.A. Redick. This guy, he keeps building them stronger and stronger, and I wanted that. I've been an Eagles fan all my whole life, and I've seen the Cowboys dynasty, and we finally win one, and it was like, okay, we won one. Okay, we can all pack it up. It hurt me, man, because, you know, like I said, we had the lines. We had the defensive line.
I know. Listen, the talent's going to change. And AT, to your point, appreciate the call. McVay has clearly proven himself to be a better coach. I mean, his winning percentage is phenomenal. He is on the doorstep of getting back to the Super Bowl for the second time in four seasons. Four seasons, which is a great accomplishment.
He is phenomenal.
He's a great coach. McVay's a great coach. And you know, Doug beat him twice on the road, and I was thinking Doug is a better coach than McVay. No longer. I'm not making that claim anymore. But I don't think he's fallen down the ranks to the point where it's like, hey, 9 jobs available, he shouldn't get hired. I do think he should get hired. He might not, and if he doesn't, I'll say, hey, I think those owners made a mistake. I think he should get hired. 215-592-9494.
Does he feel like the catalyst that turned it around in Philadelphia to you? Like, as much as I think we all owe Doug a huge debt,
yep.
It doesn't feel like if I were Doug, I would be focusing in these interviews on look at the way Nick Foles played, look at the way the team got along, at the you know, camaraderie, the unity.
I agree with that.
Look at my in-game decision making.
I agree with that.
I am sharp when the pressure's on that sideline. Look at my aggressiveness that always seemed to work well. I mean, even when things weren't going great, he stayed aggressive, and we all appreciated that. But there are a lot of things that you can't know for sure that Doug was the reason why. And that's – it's hard to prove. And the farther you get away from those seasons – and it has been quite a while now. Like, since he was that coach that we felt like commanded the team and had these great game plans going, and it's been years.
It's been some time. 215-592-9494. Coming up, we react to last night's 76ers game. No LeBron, but Embiid versus Anthony Davis. What went down? We'll discuss it. Joe DeCameron, John Ritchie, plus Doug. Do you think he should be a head coach in the NFL again? Do you think he is a good head coach? Joe DeCameron, John Ritchie on WIP.
Doug! Ben Peterson! Yeah, baby!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.